It's not the first time this has happened. There was a less serious incident previously, so we knew there was an issue with the actual water courses coming through the pitches, but frankly now, because the university has agreed to install a new system, that will be averted in the future.
And what do we know about this new drainage system? What kind of work is going to be involved, and how long is it possibly going to take?
So it'll be taking place within the next financial year, so we don't have an exact date yet, but the residents are aware of that. It'll involve several new drainage lines being installed at different parts of the pitches. There was actually two separate flows of water which caused the issues in August, so the new installations will address both of those. In terms of the flooding, the actual reason why the water has come in that particular location is directly linked to the fact there's actually a stream that flows right from the Craigan area down through the Glen Road and actually runs down through the direction of the pitches. And unfortunately, the houses are obviously in the direct path of the pitches. So by default of the location of the estate has been something that's always been there. In terms of planning for what happened in August, people are aware in terms of the whole city and district, nobody would have anticipated that level of water coming through. So it was actually, in some cases, surface water that got out of the drainage system, and in other cases there was possibly a slight blockage in one of the systems there, but I've arranged for NI Water and the Rivers Agency to inspect their drains within the pitches area, and that's removed any blockages that are there. So between those pieces of work and the new drainage being installed, as I said, that'll divert any water flows completely from the site, and then it'll allow natural flow eventually into the River Foyle, which is where the stream would actually run its course to.